Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees the right to freely exercise our religious beliefs, but that right may not be as secure as some might think. Increasingly, Christians across the United States are being told they must sacrifice constitutionally guaranteed rights for newly discovered so-called rights that may conflict with their religious beliefs. So what happens when beliefs held sacred for millennia are suddenly declared to be hate crimes subject to fines or imprisonment? What happens when laws are passed that force Christians and other people of faith to choose between God and government? What happens when governments commanded by constitutions to be religiously neutral suddenly become advocates for things that God calls sin? We all know the cases of Baronelle Stutzman, the florist from Washington, or Jack Phillips, the cake baker from Colorado. But there are literally hundreds more, and not just here in the United States, but around the world. Just this week, police in Finland announced they're opening an investigation into a member of parliament named Päivi Räsänen for an alleged hate crime because she shared a Bible verse on Facebook that criticized the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland for participating in gay pride events. Her Facebook post quoted Romans 1:24-27, which describes same-sex relationships as shameful. That simple act of pointing out a Bible verse to a church that has gone off the rails made Räsänen the subject of a pretrial investigation for incitement against sexual and gender minorities. And it's not like Räsänen was criticizing someone else's church. She's a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland, and her husband is a pastor. So in this particular case, the Finnish government is not only practicing religious persecution on a broad scale, they're actually involved clear down at the church level, acting as an arbiter between a church and a church member who's trying to hold their church leadership accountable. According to published accounts, Räsänen has always spoken boldly in defense of Christian values, such as the right to life and the importance of traditional marriage, and it's doubtful she'll be silenced even with the prospect of serving time in jail. After being called homophobic, she tweeted that it's not right to label Christian conviction as phobia. She went on to say that she's concerned if quoting the Bible is considered even slightly illegal, and said she hopes this won't lead to self-censorship among Christians, which is ironic given the results of a poll conducted recently by the Montana Family Foundation, in which 44% of Montanans say they have stopped sharing their religious opinions publicly because religiously based opinions are now being attacked in the United States. While that's sad, it presents us with a unique opportunity. On October 10th at the Northern Hotel in Billings, the Montana Family Foundation will be hosting Baronelle Stutzman, the 74-year-old florist and grandmother who went clear to the U.S. Supreme Court to defend her deeply held religious beliefs. For tickets and information, please call our office at 628-1141 or go to our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.